time for Let's Talk, brought home to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. Pasha County Supervisors had a meeting. They went on a field trip and everything yesterday. County Supervisor Diana Dolly joins us. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Glad to be had. So you got to do a little field trip yesterday.
Yes. Supervisor Trevor White and I drove over to the Bear Creek Dairy. We had a public hearing on an expansion at the dairy, a small expansion. They're adding on to a building so they can have their own calves. They had been taking them off-site and getting them started, but now they're expanding that.
So how big of an expansion are we talking?
About 300 head. I believe.
Now, do they follow the same CAFO rules as like the hog confinements and everything?
Yes, they do. We had to have the public hearing and do a master matrix on this.
Okay.
So, and they did pass the master matrix. And then after the public hearing and the site visit that we did yesterday, we talked to the DNR officers. Jeff Theobald from the DNR was there along with another DNR employee, and they were happy with the expansion. They didn't see problems. So then the county will send a letter to the DNR with any comments from the public hearing, and we'll send our master matrix saying that they passed.
Okay. Were there any nays, people against it?
Well, we had someone at the meeting that had a complaint about dust control.
Oh, okay.
So,
And there's people don't understand, or maybe they don't want to understand. Supervisors' hands are tied.
Yes.
When it comes to this sort of thing, whether you want it there or not, depending, mm-hmm. It comes down to you have that matrix,
uh-huh.
And as long as they fit within the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing you can do about it. You can't sit there and say, no, you can't do this.
Yeah, we can send them our view on it, and they can either, they decide. They're the final decision makers.
Right.
Those.
DNR, So don't get mad at the supervisors if you don't like it. They're doing their job. They're filling out the matrix. They're doing their due diligence is what they do. Speaking of doing due diligence, we've got the 20th Street Bridge just about there.
Yes, it's exciting news. I talked to the engineer Lyle Bream yesterday, and he plans to open the bridge next week. So we're not sure what day it'll be, but next week he said he thought he would get it open.
That's a little ahead of schedule. Why, weren't they talking about maybe August?
Yes.
Early August?
Uh-huh. They finished the decking and finished the bridge, and he thought it would take more time to do the approaches than what it did. That went smoothly, and so they just have a little bit of work with the rock on the approaches before they finish.
Now, I've seen some pictures on Facebook about the decking now. That's wood decking. Now, is that going to stay just like that, or is there going to be something to put on top of that?
This fall, Lyle will be putting asphalt over the wood decking.
Okay. So they will have it closed for a day probably to do that. Okay.
Yeah. And I'd just like to say I thought the county bridge crew did a wonderful job on the bridge. That was hard work, and they did a good job.
Having to work around trains. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was part of the issue is every time a train would be coming around, they'd have to stop everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know last week they couldn't work on Thursday because they didn't have a flagger there from the railroad. So, but I talked to Lyle and he said it went very smoothly working with the railroad.
Okay. So how long is this bridge supposed to last now? Do we know?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I won't be around.
Did we get a guarantee? we got a warranty on this bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah. For the next 100 years. So, but
yeah.
That's going to be. Now, is there going to be some sort of celebration or something to commemorate this momentous occasion?
Well, I mentioned that to Lyle. I'd really like to have a ribbon cutting if we could next week. I think especially the neighbors there have been, watching that progress, and I know that we were talking about it back in 2008, So it's been a while. So we should celebrate the fact that it's going to be finished, and it'll be a good bridge that heavy farm equipment can cross. And so it's a plus.
It really is. Well, and you know, it's just in, especially for people going into down to the brush dump, mm-hmm. having to take that long way down. That's also just a problem a lot of times for people, you know, not tarping their loads or whatever, and you get behind somebody on 146 going down that way.
Yeah.
So that's going to be great. Yeah, uh-huh. Looking forward to it. And kudos to the people who've lived in that area and had mm-hmm. to deal with that or not be able to deal with that, because that's been, you know, a long time, long haul for them. So, uh-huh. yeah, that's exciting. I bet they'll have some sort of party. If you don't, they will.
Yeah.
We're talking with Diana Dolly this morning, Bausche County's supervisor. So what else going on? You want to, you need some help, or actually the veterans need some help.
Uh-huh. Russ Schock, the Veterans Affairs Director, came to the supervisor's meeting when we were up here in Grinnell, and he said that he's short of volunteers to take veterans to the doctor's appointments. And you can call Russ at 641-236-5722, and he will explain how you can qualify. I think there is a little information you have to fill out or a physical to be approved, but he's really needing volunteers.
Now, this is you don't use your own vehicle, right? You use their van to take people?
Yeah, there's a state van that the county just pays about $200 a month, and it's a very nice van that they can take to Iowa City or Marshalltown for doctor's appointments.
Okay. So if you're interested in doing that, and it's not like this is a volunteer gig. You don't get paid for it, right?
No, there's no pay. I think they do have a supper once a year at Polly Eyes usually.
Ooh, well.
Pizza parties.
Makes it all worthwhile right there. We'll work for food. That's me.
Yeah.
But it's just taking people to and from doctor's appointments and medical visits and that sort of stuff.
Yes, okay. It is.
All right. So again, that phone number?
641-236-5722.
Okay.
So
give them a call there if you'd like to volunteer to help out with that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you can do it. It's not like it's a regular gig, is it?
No. It would just be when there is a need.
Okay. All right. So spirit of volunteerism, get out there and help out with that. There's something else that we needed to mention. I can't remember what it was.
Well, with the wind turbines being put up in the area.
Yeah.
I also wanted to mention that too. There's a lot of dust on the roads and people are calling sometimes with complaints about that. So I wanted to give out the engineer's number in Montezuma if anybody needs to call. 641-623-5435. I'm sure they'll appreciate me putting this on the radio.
Lyle's going, thanks for throwing me under that bus.
Or they can call one of the supervisors. I can give out my number, too.
No, that's fine. They can know where to find you guys every Monday and Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right there at the supervisors' meeting. But again, the companies that are putting up those turbines, they're responsible for the maintenance and upkeep and the repairs on those roads, right?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
They're responsible for the areas they're working in at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their own maintainer and are maintaining and graveling those roads.
Okay. Those, they're springing up like weeds after a rainstorm. Those wind turbines are coming up. I was driving when I drove down to Montezuma the other night to do some ball games, and just the horizon is being dotted by these things.
Yeah. It's interesting to see how fast they can put those up. And
yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's going to be, and you said, 200 of them?
Yeah.
Over 200?
208, I think, was the number we had. So.
That's a lot of wind turbines.
It is.
Yeah, okay. So. Well, you know, is that progress?
Don't know.
It is. Okay, it's progress.
Yes.
We have the official word. It's progress. We're talking with Diana Dolly this morning. Let's talk. We'll talk some more right after this. Let's talk about Mayflower Community on Broad Street in Grinnell. Mayflower Community lets you choose the way you want to live, with options to suit individual lifestyles and income levels. Mayflower Community truly allows you to enjoy the living you've earned. there are many choices in independent living, especially affordable campus apartments. The hardest choice at Mayflower Community is where and what to eat. Whether the dining room or the bistro, there's always regular dining, and there are special meals and holiday meals with family and friends. Mayflower Community features a health center, along with assisted living and memory support living. To see all the choices Mayflower Community offers to you, take a tour of the campus on Broad Street in Grinnell. Call 641-236-6151 to explore all your living options today. Mayflower Community, a place to call home. Back on Let's Talk with us, Poweshiek County Supervisor Diana Dolly. Got more projects coming up. No rest for poor Lyle. He's got a lot of stuff going on there.
Yes, he's going to have a resurfacing of the road east of Brooklyn, Old Six Road to 21. And then he's going to resurface from 21 into Guernsey, just into the area where the elevator is.
Okay.
It'll stop at the elevator. And then Secondary Roads has been trying to mow along the ditches on the pavements.
Okay.
And up to the bridge approaches, help the site little bit.
Yeah. You know, I had to explain to my my family who was in town last weekend, who had not been to Iowa before, I said there's two seasons. There's winter and there's construction. And that's what you got. Yeah, there's a lot of work going on, a lot of work on roads and stuff like that. Are we concerned about, I know that I see a lot of hemlock popping up everywhere. It just seems like there's more and more every year.
Well, we have a county weed commissioner, Corey Simpson. And every year, the Board of Supervisors do a resolution, and we follow state guidelines as far as the noxious weeds that we have in the county.
Mm-hmm.
And then people can contact Corey. And we've tried to do more with roadsides. Corey wrote a grant, and we now have a truck and a sprayer for that.
Okay.
We don't have enough in the budget to do the whole county, but we do spot spraying if someone wants to call Corey. And we hired a part-time person now. So we do have a little more advantage of doing some of that.
Okay. Yeah, that's, I guess if you see a bad spot, you can always call the county and let them know, hey, seems like this is an awful thick band of that stuff. But there's even some growing up on 146 right there, right by, somebody's got it right around the lamppost.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not a good thing to have.
No, they can come out and spray, and sometimes we can have it mowed too, if it's bad enough, so.
Yeah, I mean, people think, oh, that's such a pretty white flower.
Yeah, don't touch it.
Don't touch it. It's not good. And to have it in a residential area, that's what's freaking me out just a little bit. So I think I'm going to go have a talk with my neighbor.
Yeah.
All right. Meetings Mondays and Thursdays?
Yes. We meet at 8:30 in Montezuma on Monday and Thursdays. And we're in Grinnell the first Thursday of the month.
Okay.
And if people would like to make an appointment with the supervisors, they'd call Missy Islander, the county auditor, at 641-623-5435.
Did you really have to think about that after all these years?
Well, it's 5443.
Okay. Diana Dolly joining us this morning. Let's Talk, brought to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. It's 8 o'clock KGRN Grinnell, and time for Fox News. Good morning to you. It's 8 o'clock.
He says their relationship is very, very strong. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. But President Trump criticized the British Prime Minister Theresa May in a newspaper interview ahead of their meeting today, saying she's mishandling the UK's separation from the European Union, also saying that Boris Johnson would be an excellent prime minister. He just resigned as May's